Welcome to CT Expert Insights. When your business needs people it can trust, you can count on us. We dedicate ourselves to getting to know your needs and finding solutions to meet them. You'll have a team of experts backing you up.
Hi, I'm Greg Corumbus. Our guest this week on Expert Insights is Jeanette McLennan. She's the president and founder of the McLennan Group. She's a digital technology executive, and she is the co-author of the brand new book, Innovators Anonymous, 7 Steps to Get Your Product Off the Ground. And Jeanette, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
It seems to me that when you put together a book like this, it's because you've learned a lot about this. You experienced some of the frustrations earlier on in your career. So talk about the inspiration for really diving deep on this topic.
Sure. Yes, as a serial entrepreneur in both startups as well as major corporations, I've definitely seen it all. I've seen teams struggle with getting product out. I've seen teams fall apart, you know, sort of emotionally or in a sense of collaboration. And I've seen a lot of wasted dollars because of, you know, some of the unknown or in some ways disorganization. That seems to happen when you're creating something from scratch, which is really understandable. So we decided to codify an approach that would take some of that, you know, sort of pain and lost dollars, poor spent investment out of the process.
How much trial and error was there in this? How many lessons did you have to learn the hard way, and which ones came pretty easily?
Well, I'll tell you, my first startup was actually MapQuest. And there I was interfacing as the sales and marketing lead with a series of very talented developers, in this case specializing in cartography. And it just became everything from almost like a language translation to understanding, you know, how to work collaboratively, and also most importantly, keeping everything customer-centric and really making sure that no matter what seat you're in for the development of a new product, that everybody is thinking customer-centric. Those were some of the challenges that I saw over the years.
Well, customer-centric certainly sounds like this is not just something for mass producers. This could work for businesses at any level.
Definitely. Most definitely. This is so agnostic in that whether you're the Fortune 1000 looking to develop a new line of business, I can't think of an industry that isn't dealing with digital disruption, or if you're a pure startup, these steps are so proven to take a lot of the, you know, the grief and the disorganization and the wasted dollars out of the process.
We're talking with Jeanette McLennan. She's the president and founder of the McLennan Group, and she is the co-author of Innovators Anonymous. And what this book does is put together a kind of checklist for entrepreneurs to work in a way that brings together a unique streamlined process to produce and bring new digital products to market, both rapidly and cost-effectively. So how do we do that?
Well, by following the steps that I would love to take you through,
go for it.
Some of the key points are work with paper, don't spend a lot of money up front, find ways to be really honest with yourself about the things you know and have going for you, as well as the things that are unknown territory. We actually outline that in our assess and observe stages, in that we've used actually a metaphor for a scale, thinking about it as a way to really evaluate, like a scale, the things you know and the things you don't know about your category, your product, of course, your customer, and line them all up and play with this if you think metaphorically with the scale. You could see how much risk you have in your ideation stage. And you could do this with paper and pen, and you could do this with simple exercises to do that kind of evaluation. We also encourage a lot of very simple experiments, we call them, where you go out in the field, and maybe it's something as simple as observing what consumers are doing now and how they're doing it, so you can understand how you might modify or change their, you know, current behavior, being able to really understand your competitors, being a student of what they're doing, how they're doing it, and obviously finding ways for you to do it better. Those are all very simple things that often get ignored in the excitement of a new business opportunity. As we move into imagine and create, we recommend a lot of prototyping work. And again, sometimes that prototyping could be on paper. It can be sketches. It can be emulating a behavior in a live environment. And so all those kinds of tools, people seem to forget about them in the excitement of getting to the big dev development cycles, right? So do your homework, do that observation, assess what your strengths, do a little bit of imagining what you see in the future, and create prototypes as cost-effectively as you can. You'd be amazed with those four steps how much you can enhance your opportunities and your ability to be successful. From there, we talk a lot about working in Agile, which is a very popular method these days of development, in that you work in what's called sprints. It's almost like 2-week or 3-week cycles. You get to decide the duration, and it allows you to see the product evolving as opposed to waiting several months out when the market could change. Your ideas will be evolving. I trust me, that will definitely happen. And you'll end up, wondering, why did I spend those dollars that way? We also believe quantification is super important, laying out metrics, being really honest with yourself about what you see as maybe high, medium, low metrics, ways that you would measure your success in how you see yourself coming to market and ultimately making money from your initiative. We find metrics often get put to the back of the pile because, they're not as fun, I think, as the idea of developing a product. Learning, I've yet to see what we call an MVP, which is your minimum viable product, ever be the product that you end up with. There'll be twists and turns and changes and pivots along the way, and you've got to be in a mindset to deal with those types of changes. I was just reading that Facebook, right, huge Facebook, took 7 years to get Facebook Messenger and Facebook Groups right, to get the type of adoption they wanted. Now, hopefully, lots of startups can't wait 7 years, but my point is you've got to follow the customer, you've got to follow that end user, and keep perfecting what it is you want to bring to market. And then the last one, which is ACT, is very much about leadership. We often find that whether you're a startup or a major corporation, everyone wants to put a happy face on their end product. And you'll gain a lot more by being dead honest with your investors or your management team about what worked and what did not work, how you plan to innovate further, the idea of being strong enough and confident enough to decide whether you're going to scrap a product or continue to innovate on it. We call it the roller coaster. So that roller coaster ride is just what you would imagine in a theme park, right? There's highs, there's lows, there's times you're scared to death, and there are times you're ultra, ultra confident. And when you think about that, it should give every entrepreneur the confidence to say, there's going to be good parts to this journey and parts that I have to course correct. If you have that mindset, it can be a heck of a lot of fun.
Just going over the list again, assess, observe, imagine, create, quantify, learn, and act. Two quick questions before we let you go, Jeanette. I would imagine for serial entrepreneurs, the imagining and the creating is the most exciting part of this list. So how important is it for folks to make sure that they don't give the other ones too little attention?
Well, you're absolutely right. You've got to balance yourself across all of these steps. And actually, part of what the book is looking to accomplish is make them all equally fun so that you can stretch your mind, imagination, creativity across even things like metrics. They too can be a lot of fun.
Outstanding. And so from your own personal experience or folks you've consulted with, how much better is life when you're following this checklist in terms of the roller coaster?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I have yet to see an initiative that wasn't you know, grateful for this process because it gives you something to hang on to through the ups and downs. And yes, it definitely has done a lot to mitigate risk and also to direct your spending at the right time and at the right level. So we've seen nothing but, you know, happier clients. We can't promise that the product will be a winner. No one has a crystal ball, but the idea of getting through it in a way that reduces the pain and grief, we've seen lots of success.
Well, a lot of folks are going to be glad for that. Jeanette, congratulations on your success and on the new book. We appreciate your time today.
Great. Thank you.
Jeanette McClellan is the president and founder of the McLennan Group. She is a digital technology executive, and she's co-author of the brand new book, Innovators Anonymous, 7 Steps to Get Your Product Off the Ground. I'm Greg Corumbus, and for more information on this topic, please call CT at 844-787-7782.
With 125 years of experience, CT is here to help you at every stage of the business life cycle.